Are you sitting comfortably? Well, then I shall begin. So, Calabra Online. We talked about this, I think, last year, and I tried to persuade you that Calabra Online, you know, built on this awesome LibreOffice technology, you know, all of that richness, security, interoperability, all of those good collaborative features, you know, made it just ideal to integrate with your content management system or, you know, your document management flow, and to allow people then to collaborate around documents. And so I went on at length, and I showed you how to integrate it, and you can go back and, you know, FOSDEM provides this wonderful depth of wealth of talks and information across many years, so do go and look at that. I'm not going to talk about that this time. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's improved and what's changed since then to make it, I guess, more relevant for you. So one of the things we've done is try to make everything easier to integrate with. So we're providing now demo servers all around the world to help people write integrations and test them and get them working with their software easily. So obviously we want to warn people before we do that. So in Nextcloud, you know, it's say you're going to send your document to this other service. And of course, for privacy tools, it's not a great, approach. So we want to make sure people really buy in and agree it's just a demo watermark to make that clear. And that's really easy. You know, you download some JSON. There's a whole load of servers there that you can contact and provide for the user to select one of. And for partners, we would then typically filter that. So, you know, some people want to provide an OwnCloud server, but not a Nextcloud, or, you know, so it's presented in the right places for the services that you're providing. And we provide those all around the world, so you can be sure you've got a demo server near you, which is great. But of course, sometimes people don't have publicly routable IP addresses. So we can't ask them to get the document to give it back to them and share it. So they can connect out, but we can't connect in to get the data. So that's a bit of annoyance. So of course you can install the thing on premise locally yourself, obviously, Docker images, packages, the works, the absolute works. But we've done a whole load of work to try and make this even easier, particularly integrating with these three-tier web products like Nextcloud or OwnCloud and actually many others. Where we really can't persist, you know, the life cycle of PHP is, you know, for one request. And, you know, it's timed out and killed. And so we've produced through a series of quite interesting tweaks, and I have another talk at FOSDEM about them if you're curious about that, a thing that is actually built in and works well. Please do upgrade quickly. But this essentially uses a keep alive HTTPS socket. So instead of having to reconnect over HTTPS every time, you know, all modern web servers support keep alive, it's just much, much more efficient. And doesn't, you know, involve two extra round trips just to set up your SSL, TLS stuff. And so that means then actually we can treat an HTTPS keep alive socket much like a web socket and get rather similar latency and performance out of that. And it's kind of cool. You can see the exponential drop off we use here when things aren't happening. But that works really well, and surprisingly so. I guess for other kinds of solution, if you're in Java, you know, it can also pay perhaps to have a little proxying WebSocket implementation that would go to a backend on your device. So that's an interesting way of getting the thing out, bundling it in a way that a user can just download a PHP thing with one click in their PHP app and have something working, which can be useful for that mass market consumer home user environment, with several caveats around that. Of course, it's not suitable for large-scale enterprise use, and it's not suitable really for, you know, aggressive other users to come and use alongside you. You know, some of the containment bits are gone. Anyhow, we've also shipped Calabra Online 6.4.0, which has a whole load of new things. Obviously, numbers, you know, numbers have changed. So there's a bit of a version leap there. You can see OpenSUSE have that sort of thing, just to make it more clear where it's coming from. And one of the big things there is providing its new notebook bar choice. So, I mean, many people like menus and toolbars. And, you know, if you look at what Google provide, obviously their user experience is very much from that stable. But also, we want to provide this, what we call a notebook.